7 past the hour, and on this Monday, we make a point to check in with Lisa Marone, who provides a Monday morning health tip every Monday, and we have Lisa on every other Monday just to review some of those important tips. Lisa is a physical therapist, a professor, an author, and a speaker, and some 20-plus years in the healthcare field, encouraging us to get healthy, for heaven's sake, and she's authored a number of books relating to sleeping and back pain, diabetes, and headaches, all those kinds of things. Today, we're going to talk about something that all of us do probably not well. At least I'm going to admit to that. Well, Lisa, welcome first. Let's get that in here before you can start telling me how I should work on my posture a little bit.
Neil, it is always great to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity to help people be well, for God's sake.
All right. So we're going to talk today 5 L's and 1 B. What we're talking about is lifting. And I'm sure, you know, as a physical therapist, you have seen one or two patients that have tweaked their back just because they were out of position and doing some lifting.
Yeah, Neil, I've been treating patients for nearly 30 years now, and so, yes, I have seen my fair share of patients who have come in, and, you know, they didn't mean to hurt themselves lifting, but they've either done it too quickly, they've done it without thinking, or, you know, they thought they had it under control, but they really didn't.
And I guess, you know, before we maybe dive into some of those things, that the fact is that it may not necessarily be heavy, right? It doesn't have to be that we're, you know, trying to lift a, you know, spare tire or something. It could just be something small that we pick up from maybe the wrong angle.
Yeah, you know, sometimes lifting, if we reach over the couch to grab something or out of our reach, we sometimes put ourselves in jeopardy, our spine's in jeopardy by doing that. So there are these 5 L's that are just a really great thing to kind of run through a mental checklist before you go lifting, but especially, Neil, something that we think is going to be taxing on us.
All right, so let's start. The 5 L's, number one.
Yeah, the first L stands for load, and it means check the load before you go lift it off the floor. And what I mean by that is don't just assume the weight of something. We should grab hold of it and maybe rock it a little bit, do a kind of tentative lift of it, get an idea of how heavy it is, because your body is going to set itself based upon that. And so it's really important that we have that in check to begin with.
That's the first L. The second is lever. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, lever doesn't mean we use a lever to pick it up. It just means the concept of a lever would mean that the closer something is to your center of gravity, the lighter it will be. That's why we don't carry our groceries in from the car with our arms extended away from our bodies. That would make that load too heavy. And, you know, we always say that the Lord has the whole world in his hands, but I'm sure he does, and he's holding it close to his center of gravity because he's pretty wise and he created those rules of physics. So for lever, we want that lever, the load that we're going to lift, we want it as close to our pelvic area, as close to the center of our gravity as possible.
And because does that just, well, I guess let's go on, we'll come back. So the third one, that's a fancy medical word that I can't even pronounce, I don't think.
It's called lordosis, L, lordosis. And what that is that backwards C curve in your low back. Now, in healthy posture, the way that God created our spine, our low back should naturally be in a C curve, a backward facing C. And that is there to protect our discs. When we have a flat back or we have a rounded forward back, it's almost like we've opened the door for our discs to bulge or to possibly herniate. And so it's really important when we're going to lift a large load that we've checked it out first. That's the load. The second is the lever. We've gotten ourselves real close to it. We've even kind of straddled it on the catty corner if you need to. And then we've put this lordosis or this arch in our back. And when my patients don't understand how to create that, I tell them that their pelvis is like a bowl of water. And if they were going to tip some water out the front of that bowl, and their belly button would have to drop towards the floor to do that, and their rear end would have to raise towards the ceiling. So it's that forward tipping of the pelvis that's going to create that lordosis, that backward C curve that protects our low back.
Now, that that seems a little counterintuitive, isn't it? That we'd think that we'd want to be as straight as possible, wouldn't we, when we're lifting?
Correct. And most people will bend forward because the object is in front of them. But if you have an object that's heavy, let's say it's over, for me, for my size and weight, 20 pounds, for you, maybe 30, something that's going to be heavy, we do want to cock our butt up in the air so we have that arch, because that's where our muscles are going to be strong. That's where our discs are going to be protected. So it's actually, you know, Neil, a long time ago when you and I were working out in the gym, everybody told us to keep our backs flat. You know, if you did stomach exercises or things on the floor, they'd say, you know, push your back into the floor. That's completely incorrect. They've found that that is not where our strong suit is. So we need to have that arch in our low back. And, of course, that's the way God created it. So I don't know why we went against that.
Yeah, well, there is that. All right. So that's the third one. The fourth one, of course, is where we're going to do the key to the lift, right? That's with our legs.
Yeah. You know, and what I love to introduce, you had said there's five L's and one B. This is where I throw my little B in between this lordosis and the L, the fourth L, which is legs. Is a brace. Before we go and perform this lift, I don't tell people to go put a brace on their back, like one of those elastic things that people Velcro to themselves. Those are next to useless. What I ask them to do is create a brace with their deepest abdominal muscles. It's called your transverse abdominis muscle. And it's a muscle that creates, when it turns on the muscles of your pelvic floor, and it turns on the deep core muscles of your spine. And the way that someone would turn on that abdominal brace would be just to gently draw their belly button in toward their spine. It's not a huge effort. It's not a bearing down like you're pushing or you're getting ready for someone to punch you in the stomach. It's just as if you had a stomach ache and your pants were a little too tight, and you just had to draw your belly button away from your waistband. So I insert a little B here in between all these L's, that after you get yourself in that arched position, you put on your abdominal brace, and then, Neil, the fourth L is legs. God created us with large thigh muscles and buttock muscles, and those are so much stronger than our muscles of our spine. And so when we go to lift an object off the floor, we need to bend our knees and then not lift it up with our back, but we need to intentionally push our feet through the floor so that we're using the strongest muscles in our body to lift not only our body weight, but the other thing that we're carrying as well.
That one we've heard since we're little, right? To lift with your legs, not with your back, right?
Lift with your legs. With your legs, yes.
All right. So the fifth L is one that we maybe wouldn't have thought of.
The fifth L is for lungs. And what this actually protects is not necessarily your back, but it protects your heart. If you were to hold your breath and then create a big forceful motion like a lift, what you do is you squeeze close your main blood vessel that's leading towards your heart. And then as soon as you were to exhale, you would get a huge load of blood up to the heart. And some people will even give themselves a small heart attack by doing something like that. And so that's why if you ever worked out with a trainer or in your physical therapist's office, they're going to tell you while you're exercising, they always say, keep breathing, don't hold your breath, keep breathing, don't hold your breath. And it has to do with protecting your heart. So while you're performing a large lift, you're going to inhale as you bend your knees and get close to that load, and then you're going to exhale through the lift. That burst of exhalation will actually help you lift that object up, and it'll protect your heart.
Yeah, those are some great tips, and I think if we can just let's review them kind of quickly again, because this is maybe one of the number one reasons why people get some back pain, right?
Yeah, people get injured. So we're going to take a look at the load that we have in front of us, and we're going to check that load. We're going to just sample its weight so we're not surprised by how heavy it is. And then the second, we're going to get ourselves really close to it. We're going to make that lever, that second L, short, and we want to pull that ourselves closer to that object. We're going to lift with an arch, a lordosis in our back. We're going to put that abdominal brace on so that our whole core is strong. And then we're going to lift with our legs, pushing through the floor while we are fifth L, exhaling with our lungs, just exhaling that air out and protecting our heart as well.
If by chance, we lifted something this morning before you came on, what's your recommendation if we tweaked our back or hurt ourselves from a lift?
Oftentimes, someone will tweak their back, and it's either a little bulge in their disc or they have pinched a little capsule in one of the joints in their back. I always tell people if your pain is higher than a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, you should put some ice on it. Ice is an antispasmodic, which means it breaks up spasm. It's an anti-inflammatory, and it's a painkiller. So it's a 3-in-1 package deal. So wet paper towel and the ice pack on for about 10 minutes or so. And then the other thing is we always want to reverse the injury mode. So if you injured yourself bending forward, we do want to restore extension or backward bending. So laying on your belly, putting your chin on your hands like you're a kid watching television, starting to get some extension back is going to help to restore the mobility in your spine.
And find out more, sign up for Lisa Marone's Monday Morning Health Tip, where she talks about this and many other great subjects. Go to lisamarone.com, lisamarone.com. Lisa's our every other Monday guest with her Monday Morning Health Tip, physical therapist, professor, encouraging us to get healthy, for heaven's sakes. Lisa, I always love talking with you. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks, Neil.
You're listening to Connecting Faith. Find out more about the ministry online, myfaithradio.com.